Igo is here to talk Celtics and other things. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. I'm just here to join the super light conversation you guys are having.
Are you team Tom or team Giselle?
I'm team Love.
Hey, you know,
I think they should both move on, but that's not what I kind of disagree. I think when you move on, you move on. They should both move on.
Right.
She's clearly moved on.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
but I would like to see him happy too.
There's a time and place. If you claim to, if you claim to be my soulmate and you claim to love me and you claim to, you know, want to spend the rest of your life with me.
Yeah. But then when life ends.
Right.
Like what you guys were talking about before.
Right, but then
have a companion.
Yeah,
right.
But how do you then just move on and find love with somebody else?
Well, do we know that they declared each other their soulmates?
Exactly. No. That is the issue.
This is something that it's a different type of love.
He's around the kids.
This is probably this could be a revenge baby for the roast specifically.
Ooh.
Like that could be what's going on.
I don't know. I still think that maybe it was an accident. A beautiful accident, because every baby is a blessing. But like, you're 44. Well, you're 44. Yeah. You're
we
getting
call that
closer.
Unplanned.
Unplanned. I'm sorry.
Unplanned.
Yes.
Yeah,
as somebody with a little brother who's 6.5 years younger than me, I was counseled on this as a child.
Yeah, it happens. Grew up Catholic.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Got in a lot of trouble for that one.
In all your years of covering sports, have you ever seen fans aggressively interfere in the actual play like the two New York Jackasses did last evening?
I'm sure there's been other instances of it. Like if we're talking basketball, I instantly think of Malice at the Palace, although that was a different scenario, but it's fan interaction. And that's the one that always jumps to mind for me. Also, like, did you guys see a couple weeks ago, the University of Texas football game where the fans threw garbage on the field because they didn't like what the officials ruled, and then they turned over the call?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the power of the fans.
Try to rob us Georgia Bulldogs. It didn't work, though.
And they literally sent letters out banning all those fans college-wise for life, essentially, which these guys are season ticket holders, or at least one of them.
How do you enforce that?
I don't know.
I think you can enforce two brothers and with their photos. Give it to all the security. I don't think that they should be allowed back there tonight.
But how would they know, though?
Do you mean, how would they know? Their faces are
in
everywhere.
Those seats also.
Yeah.
They could be in other seats is the point.
Yeah.
That's
all I know is Dave Portnoy wasn't allowed back into a NFL
But he's
Super
famous.
Okay, but still, you have the face. You have the
public figure.
Right.
Yeah.
But as long as you've got the people's faces,
look, they should have no right
to be there. Like, ban them forever.
Right.
Like, take their season
tickets. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Celtics continue to roll. Wiggy was there the other night.
I got to see the best coach in the NBA in the lab, Joe Mazzulla.
How about the best shooter?
P. Pritch?
Yeah.
He's been a P. Pritch gal forever.
He's been
for
on
years
fire.
And years.
That's Greg's boy.
Wasn't that story awesome where he stopped in the Seaport and played a little pickup with the kids?
I loved it. And his explanation after the game, he's like, well, I was wearing a beanie, so I didn't think anyone would recognize me. It's like, you're an NBA champion and you're in the Seaport. Like, that's one neighborhood where people are going to take notice.
It's he does kind of walk around undetected, though. Like, he was at BC game last season, and I remember him walking around and nobody bothered him. So I could see, you know.
Because he can get away with it. You know what I mean? It's like.
Because of his stature.
Because of his size.
Are we talking about because of his height?
Yeah. Definitely because of his height.
He brought that up the other day. He was saying, like, after the game, he said, I am somebody shorter, smaller kids can look up to because I've made it so far. And, you know, he's a role model for a lot of those people because he is shorter.
And he's not on a ton of commercials. So, like, you, unless you're like a really diehard Celtics fan, you might not recognize him.
You're Emma McDonald fan.
I have no idea who she is.
It's his wife.
They're married.
Oh, yeah. Newly married.
Yes.
Yeah. So being around over there as you are, what is, I'm hearing December, early December on Kristaps. Is that the kind of the general consensus over there?
That's what he said his goal is. And so I think that I wouldn't be surprised with these big men that they hold him a little bit longer. But he said even back on Celtics Media Day that he intended to be back in December. And at that point, he had already started practicing with a little contact. So that was like a month ago at this point. And so I think he's very much on track. It's just the injury that he had is so unusual, which is just like Kristaps Porzingis, where it's like, oh, you had to go find a new injury that other NBA players don't even have. So it's a little bit of a unique timeline for him. And it's kind of... You see the way that the Celtics are playing right now and you go, why would you rush him back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like they don't need him right
they
now.
Don't need
they
him.
Don't need
like,
him.
Like what an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's like basically we don't need
and
you.
And they're going through this rotation of their bigs between Horford, Kornet, Xavier Tillman was not doing so hot Monday night. I'm sorry to say, I don't know how much he's going to be in that rotation, but they don't need it right now. The way that they're just cruising through these teams for the most part, Detroit gave them like a little heat check, but there's no reason to rush them back if they look in December and they say, why don't we just put you on a minutes restriction in January and keep it that way until we really need to ramp up your conditioning for the playoffs?
They're just so much they're far superior than every team that they step on the court against. Like they have just so much more talent. The players, the consistency, the role. Like that Milwaukee game, Giannis and Dame Lillard both were playing great. And still at one point, the Celtics were up by 15. It was like, yeah. And Jason Tatum was having an off night.
He was having an off night.
So,
but you also can't, so far anyway, overestimate what he did in the offseason when it came to his shot. Like, we talked about the hitch or whatever. Like, he's shooting over 40% when it comes to threes.
Yeah, Tatum, he's averaging 28.5 points per game, and that's including a night that he had off the other night. And so, look, he's going to be due for those time to time. He's not going to be shooting incredibly lights out every single night as much as fans would like to see that and like him to be in contention for MVP. I just don't really think that's what this season is about. It's okay if every fourth game the shot looks a little squirrely. Like, that's going to happen. And with the depth that you have on this team, you're still going to roll.
And you also have to give credit to Jaylen, because what he did this offseason, the way that he looks,
he had a terrific second half of that game. The points that he had in the paint, I think he was shooting like 77% in the second half, which is ridiculous.
And we always talk about their roles, and Jaylen being able to play into that role, that if Jason is having an off night, he's able to step in. And they've bought in, and that is credit to Joe Mazzulla.
If Tatum continues to do what he does and he ends the season where he is like you said, Magel, 28, averaging 28, averaging almost 7 rebounds and averaging almost 5, almost 6 assists throughout the season. If he finishes the regular season like that and the Celtics have a very good season like we expect, he's winning MVP hands down. I think it's at the mode where the NBA voters, whoever vote for it, say, all right, he's proven it. Yes. It now goes to him.
And we got to give him a statue that doesn't look like him.
I want it for him. I just don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think this season is it.
But if he ends this, why?
The roster.
But if he, it doesn't, I think at this point, it doesn't matter with the roster. I think it's more about there will be no denying him as to being the best player in the NBA. And you have to give that to him. Because he's still able to go out there, and he has become more of like the facilitator, and everything runs through him. They're still running double teams at him. Like, and the other night, they were still running double teams at him, and he was having an off night. And he's finding people for wide open shots.
Finding Peyton.
Yeah, it's like
I will say, if you are interested in the MVP race, to keep your eye on OKC because SGA over there is he's been rising as the hot new thing for voters and for writers. And so if you think that Jason Tatum should be in that top two spot, look at SGA, because if we know anything with voters, if they're going to get tired of voting for Jokic right. every single year, I just don't think they're going to go to the guy who's also been in the league for like 7 years. I think they're going to look over at SGA and go, look at this. This is going to sound weird. Hot young guy who is putting up a better stat line than Jason Tatum night to night because of the way that offense revolves around him. That's not the way it should be. I just think knowing the voters, that's the way it swings.
Well, and I get what you're saying, but I think the point will be, it's like always the next man up. It was Jokic. He won a championship. It was Giannis. He won a chip. Now it's Tatum. It's like Tatum won a chip. This is what he deserves. Even if his, even if SGA has like better numbers, they're still saying, all right, it's Tatum's time. Let's give it to him. And then, you know, we'll see where SGA is, you know, the year or two after that.
Mago, I think we got some good news. It's not Rob Hale, who this show wants and I want to be the owner, but the New York Post story yesterday that Pagliuca is potentially lying in wait to purchase the remaining 80% of the organization that he currently owns, 20%. I think this would be an excellent outcome for Celtics fans if it's Steve Pagliuca.
I would love to see it, personally. It's just still so very early from what I've heard in the bidding process that I think Pags would have to have a lot of the other minority owners behind him, and he would have to have kind of the groundswell to bring a group forward. I'm not sure if he would do that, as according to the reporting from the New York Post, as the lead investor. But honestly, I think that sometimes we overestimate if somebody like a Jeff Bezos, not his half-brother, but a Bezos or this other incredible multi-billionaire owner comes in, that they're going to do everything that's right for the team. I think Pags wants to continue the way that the team has been run since this ownership group took it over. And you can say, well, I'd rather just have the guy with the most money or the gal with the most money, because they're going to come in and they're going to pay this current payroll, this current roster. This current roster is just not going to be sustainable for like 3 or 4 more years. That's just, I don't think with any owner that that's going to happen. There's going to have to be some sacrifices that you make just to make the business viable. But on the other side, don't you want the ownership group to continue, who, when you have a rebuild, it lasts for a season and a half? Like, you basically go from being out of the playoffs for one season to getting a coach like Brad Stevens in there and getting back into it with a bunch of cute little Celtics. Like, that's the kind of ownership you want.
I think the rub for people is that they don't see, if it's a some semblance of this ownership group, they don't see a new arena coming, right, which is a flashy, like, for Wiggy.
Do you want others. That or you don't want that?
Wiggy, you want that.
Oh, yeah, because I think a new owner, and I kind of, like, I disagree with you a little bit, Mango, because you take up the motto of the Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. And what their owner did, he was willing to go above and beyond to keep that team together.
But that was before the new CBA.
But he was still willing to go above the luxury tax. And part of that was he was able to build an arena, right? And so he was able to get a ton of money from that. So anybody who owns this team, even Pags, he's probably thinking, we want to get out of the lease and build our own arena, because we're going to be able to make so much more money by having our own arena. So I think, and then if you're the,
I don't care about it. Like, I don't mind them playing at the Garden.
But you don't. But we're talking about the people that are spending billions, right? Like, the people who actually spend. We don't care about it.
It's going to take them forever to get anything approved for a new arena.
Not if you got the money. Look at what Jay-Z's doing in New York.
But we're talking about Massachusetts.
But it doesn't matter. Massachusetts is one of the most greediest places out there. If Bezos comes in, if Bezos comes in and goes, you know what, Mayor Wu, the mayor of Everett, I'm going to give you $200 million to infrastructure for Boston or Everett to help wherever the place is, that mayor's going to be like, all right. And that's what I'm saying. It's going to come down. And do you think the Grosbecks are going to want to sell it to somebody when they might potentially have a higher bidder? Just because they know that person?
That's also an issue, Curtis, from the New York Post alluded to. They're not getting the value that they necessarily thought they would get early on.
I don't know. I know everybody thinks that a team is overvalued, and then somebody comes and swoops and pays ungodly amounts of money.
Right.
But the Celtics having another 10 years with the Bruins leasing and renting in the TD Garden, I don't know how even guys with untold amounts of money would spend $7 billion just to pay rent in one of the most expensive cities in America.
I don't think it would be upwards towards $7 billion. The other part of it is whatever buyer comes in, the owners, 75% of the other owners in the NBA ultimately have to approve the deal. And these are guys who want the value of their teams and franchises to continue going up.
And they want the NBA wants the expansion
exactly,
franchises
and they
to be
want
at $6 billion.
When there's an expansion expansion franchise in Vegas or wherever they put it, they want to have that watermark. So it doesn't really make sense to go, oh, we're going to give a hometown discount because we just want the best caretaker for the team. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's a business that's bigger than just the Celtics and just this roster. It's about the entire league.
Yeah, and that, I think that's a part a lot of people are missing over. And if you're the Celtics franchise and you're trying to get a team in Vegas and you see one of the stories franchises go for, $6.5 billion, whatever it is, you got to feel good about that for your new franchise coming on. And as far as being an owner to that, I just think that a guy like Bezos, he tried to get in with the Washington football team. Didn't he try to get
Commanders.
In? Commanders, right?
But respect on Jaden Daniels' team over here.
Were the Washington
the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Wiggy, I wanted them to play Rare Essence, but we didn't get it.
Yeah, maybe they'll play some of that Backyard Boogie for you.
Okay.
But a guy like Bezos knows, if I can get my hands on the Celtics franchise, think about how much I could sell this franchise for in 10 years if he does. I'm just saying.
But he's not, that to him is peanuts. He's not doing it to turn a profit.
He's got
a small thing in his pants.
Right, but he also is a savvy businessman and knows down the road, like, okay, I can turn a nice major profit with this. Don't sleep on that mind, Curtis. He knows, like, yeah, I want to do this because who I am, but I know I'm going to make a nice little piece of change one day if I decide to sell it.
That's true. If you are Bezos, it does make more sense. You could take the massive bill of building a new building while knowing that you have the value of the Celtics, the most successful franchise in the NBA.
Also, the big thing in the back of his pants compensates for the small thing
that's
true in the front.
And that yacht.
Do we know it's small?
Yes.
If you have to get a phallic-shaped structure to take you into space, that's probably the case.
You might just be blessed.
Do you dress up for Halloween?
I do. I love Halloween.
Okay. It's going to be like near 80.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about before the show. Should I say that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's going to be the greatest slutty Halloween in years.
Mego said that this might be the greatest slutty Halloween in centuries because of the weather.
For college kids in the city, this is a good one.
Why college kids? Why not us?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're right.
Why not us married ladies?
Right. Why not?
So Kurt Schilling said it first.
Have you decided what you're going as?
I'm going as Courtney Cox.
Oh,
wow.
I love that.
Not you.
Oh, no. Oh, the Friends Courtney.
I'm going to a Scream Halloween party.
Oh.
So I'm dressing up as Courtney Cox in Scream.
That's a good one.
She's Gail Weathers. The local reporter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that's what I'm going to do.
Very good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You wearing a wig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
I was going back and forth and I was like, I'll just do a wig. It's easier.
Yeah. Because later Gail Weathers, you could probably do your normal hair, but early Gail Weathers.
We got to talk 1996 Gail Weathers. Okay. That's what we're going for.
Okay.
I
got
to get my husband a ghost face mask, so got to go to Spirit Halloween today. Pick that up.
And he's going as the cop. What the hell's the cop's
name? No, he's going as Ghostface.
Dewey?
Yeah,
he's not going as Dewey?
I said, do you want to go as Dewey? Because they, spoiler alert, they end up together. Mm-hmm. And he was like, nobody's going to know who that is, and nobody's going to know who you are.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, I'm not kissing you in the ghost face mask if you're going to have that attitude.
Well, it's the couple. See, the couple's costumes are very big. Very, very big this season.
Yeah.
All right, Mego, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you again next week. Celtics Wednesday, every Wednesday with Mego. And here is Courtney with What is Trending This Hour.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins get shut out by the Flyers. Final score 2-0 at the TD Garden. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 17 saves in the loss. They're on the road now to take on the Hurricanes tomorrow night in Carolina. The Celtics are on the road tonight, taking on the Pacers in Indiana. And the Yankees have shown signs of life. They take Game 4 of the World Series, taking down the Dodgers 11-4. That series sits at 3-1. Dodgers with Game 5 tonight in the Bronx. Some sad news for the Texans. Stephon Diggs is out for the season with a torn ACL that he suffered in the Texans' win over the Colts on Sunday. And it is now time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarket.com.
Easy one for me this week, Aaron Rodgers. If you missed my lead this morning, talking about the Fountain of Youth drink that he has started drinking that makes him feel really good. Mm-hmm. Made him feel really good during that loss to the Patriots.
Oh, it's an easy one for me, too. The one Giselle Bundchen. For dropping baby news on us, and poor Tom Brady, his heart hasn't even been mended yet.
Okay. I'm going to put Anthony Richardson in timeout, who will be replaced this week by Joe Flacco.
Why are you putting him in timeout? What did he do?
He put himself in timeout.
he did take himself off the
field. And he plays in the NFL, and he ought to spend a little more time running the hill. And he has, I think, set himself back a little bit due to his lack of conditioning. So that's, I'm putting
it. I mean, back. You would probably be tired, too, if you had to throw a 300-pound guy off of you and then get tackled by another.
Ooh, I'm going to put Chimes mock draft in timeout. He was wrong about AR-15.
Oh, I'm not wrong. Never wrong, only early. Just wait.
Okay. All right. Anybody else, Curtis? You got anybody?
I just put Chime in timeout for his bad AR-15 pick.
I'm putting the Bruins in timeout because they can't score anything and they stink right now.
Yeah.
All right. Could also put the brothers in timeout.
Oh, yeah. You could definitely put those. What's their last name?
Capabianco.
The Capabianco brothers.
Yeah. And Timeout Market is Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarketBoston.com. And the Big Roast Sale is now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Get beef eye of round, bottom round, top round, and bone-in chuck roast for just $3.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer, short on time, order pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And just to clarify, because I've been doing it too, it was Austin Capabianco and his friend John. Okay. Not
but his brother was also with them.
But they were the people that grabbed the glove were not, was not his brother. It was Austin and John.
All right.
Darren seems like a stand-up guy. 56 degrees, mostly sunny afternoon, high of 70.
Tomorrow on this show, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football at 6:45. And it is a Bruins Thursday, and that means Mike Milbury will join us at 9. During the break, Wiggy, text from a green teamer.
Mm-hmm.
617 text on the Subaru of New England text line. I don't know if you saw it or not, but a suggestion that Jason Tatum gets hurt when it comes to MVP because of Jaylen Brown, because Jaylen Brown is on his team. There have certainly been MVPs who have had maybe you wouldn't. Is Jaylen Brown a superstar?
Mm-hmm.
There have been superstar tandems in which one has won the MVP. What? No, you might agree.
Do you think Jaylen Brown is an alpha? And do you think Jason Tatum's an alpha who brings the more energy? I agree with Greg that I think that could hurt Jason Tatum.
Or the texter you agree with.
I'm
green,
sorry.
Green
yes.
teamer. You think that hurts him?
Yeah.
Well, Steph Curry won it in 2015 and 16 because I wanted to go back. And wasn't KD on his team? Like, wasn't that like the super team?
With Kevin Durant was on that team.
Yeah,
yes.
Kevin Durant was. And LeBron won it when he was on the Heat and he had D Wade. So I don't think it's about Jaylen Brown. I don't think Jaylen Brown hurts him. I think now.
Well, I think their argument was that if you're looking at just between he and SGA, SGA does not have much around. So.
I agree with that. That
and he has 3 cool initials.
Yeah,
yes, he does.
I agree with that point of he might not have as much talent as Tatum has around. But I think we're kind of past that when it comes to, like, the NBA is, all right, next man up. And I believe that if Tatum keeps the numbers where he is, he's the next man up to win the MVP. And because he's already got over the mountain of winning a championship, now I believe he gets that respect of, okay, he's next man up. When it comes to that, Jokic didn't always lead the league in scoring when he won MVPs, but you looked at, and Jamal Murray's a very good player, but you looked at what he meant to that team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Tatum's not on this team, they're still a good basketball team, but they're nowhere near they would be with him on the team. You know what I'm saying?
But you could say the same about Jaylen Brown.
But I think you could still be a very, very good basketball team without Jaylen Brown.
So are you essentially doing a Jordan Pippen kind of?
Who's more important to the team, Wiggy? Jason, Jaylen Brown, or Joe Mazzulla? I'm not kidding.
I would say, personally, I would say Mazzulla.
No, you wouldn't.
Personally.
Oh, my God. This is going to go on endlessly.
I've grown to love Jaylen Brown as a player.
Seems it.
Finally.
But when you look at, we're talking about, like, the one if Jaylen Brown wasn't on this team, do I still think Tatum carries this team and, you know, and is the superstar that he is? Yes. Do they win a championship? Yeah, maybe not. What, you know, if Jaylen Brown's not on the team.
Because I don't think that Jaylen can have an off night, but I don't think he falls off as hard as Jason Tatum does. Like, and this is, both are superstars.
Right,
I'm not
but we're going, back,
against,
we're going down this road again.
No, I'm not going down any road. I'm just saying for you to sit here and say if Jaylen wasn't on the team, they'd still be a great team. If Jason wasn't on the team, they wouldn't be a great team is kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, that's where you and I just differ on that one. I think if you, so... If you look at just the people around, I think that if you took Jason Tatum off this team, they would still be good, but they wouldn't be nearly as good if you took Jaylen Brown on. You know, if you kept Tatum on the team and removed Brown, I still think they'd be a championship contender. Whereas if you took Tatum off the team, you're a playoff team, but I don't know if people would say they're a championship contender.
And the point of factual delineation here, everybody's texting in saying KD was not on that team when Steph Curry won either of his MVP.
So the last
2015-16, was KD, that's why I asked, was
they're
KD
saying
on?
No, he was not.
So Durant wasn't on that team.
That's what the texters are saying. Might be incorrect.
All right, well, let's find out.
And the last time, I mean, I understand that fans care, and I'm not, you know, ripping them, but I don't, if you have the best team in basketball, who cares who the MVP is? Like, the last time the MVP won the championship was Steph Curry in 2014. So it's been a decade where the guy that wins the MVP's team doesn't win the championship, and no fan of the team would take the MVP over the title.
Correct. I think they could and should do both, though.
Yeah, but like, I disagree with Wiggy. Like, I know it's possibly his time, but Jaylen getting both conference and NBA Finals MVP last year also, I think, hurts. Yeah. Where it's like, if he had dominated his way to a title, then I think the conversation shifts. For whatever reason, and I'm not saying it's accurate, the national media does not seem like they're ready to coronate Jason Tatum.
Yeah, they were right. KD wasn't on that team, so.
What an embarrassment of riches, though, us sitting here being, it's unbelievable.
508 text, with all due respect to Mrs. Wiggins, I think Joe Mazzulla is Wiggy's soulmate.
Joe Mazzulla, man, I'm telling you, to watch him work in the lab, man, he's got that team right.
You have done this massive overcorrection.
No, what's the overcorrection?
I ripped him and now you're overcorrecting to praise him.
No,
that's what overcorrection is.
No, I ripped him because I was wrong. I was wrong when I was ripping him. I was absolutely wrong when Joe Mazzulla, when I was like, wasn't giving him enough credit as the coach.
When you were ripping him, you had every right to rip him.
But I was
everybody
wrong.
Was.
Yeah, and I was wrong. I can easily go back and say, damn, I made a major mistake when it came to this team. I don't think this team is where it is if you don't have Joe Mazzulla, walking up and down the sidelines.
If you substitute...
Down this road again, yes.
If you remove Joe Mazzulla and you put in, I don't know,
Jackson.
Name that Van Gundy.
Doc Rivers.
And you are still a championship favorite. If you remove Jaylen Brown and keep Mazzulla, you are not.
I don't think you are. I personally don't think you are. Because I don't think this team wins a championship if they don't have Mazzulla.
Right.
I don't think if they fired.
What about the NBA Finals MVP? Who was that?
That was Jaylen Brown.
Oh, okay.
If they fired when they got rid of Ime, if they don't elevate Mazzulla and they go someplace else, I don't think this team wins a championship. I think they are still a great team, but they are not able to get over the hump.
All right, Jones and Keith coming up at 10. By the way, I have an issue with Adam Jones.
Oh.
And it popped up yesterday. I could be wrong about this, but Rich Keith. Created some extraordinary content yesterday, of which we were all a part, asking what our favorite Halloween candy was.
Mm-hmm.
The results were not surprising to me because science has proven that the most popular candy in the state of Massachusetts is the Reese's variety.
Mm-hmm.
However, when Jones was selecting his favorite candy, he said the version that he prefers in an odd way. And I don't, maybe I'm saying it wrong. I have been saying it wrong my entire life, but if you could chime, I see you shaking your head. You agree with me?
Yes, I entirely agree with you. And there's a simple logical reason why.
Okay. This is Jones selecting his favorite Halloween candy.
Reese's.
Reese's.
No. No, he went. He added the pieces part at the end.
No, he said Reese's peanut butter cup.
No.
That was Rich who did that.
Right. It was Rich who did that? No, it was Adam Jones.
So what are we debating here? Because isn't Reese's Pieces the same thing?
Shyam, did you not cut him off? Did he just say Reese's?
Here, I have the whole thing. Okay. Here you go.
Reese's peanut butter cups, although I like a Pieces as well.
Thank you.
That's it.
The Pieces.
What? Very good.
It's not called the Reese's Pieces.
Whoa, okay. You and I have very different issues with this then.
Yeah, what are
Reese's Pieces.
No, it's called Reese's Pieces.
No, it's not Reese's called, it's and not, Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
No, it's not Reese's.
It's Reese's Pieces.
It's not Reese's Pieces.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's Pieces. The word is Pieces.
No,
it's Reese's Pieces.
Shyam, please.
So then what do you call it just without the Pieces part?
Reese's. I call it Reese's. Reese's. I do.
It's okay, not so Reese's.
I don't say Reese's.
It is not
Reese's. Hey, it doesn't belong to Reese.
Can I have a Reese's peanut butter cup? Nobody
yep,
says
right.
Reese's Pieces.
So everyone does. Sean, how would you pronounce it if you put an F instead of the P and you said Reese's?
Feces.
Okay, exactly.
So wait a second.
Yeah, just like feces. Exactly.
I'm confused because I feel like I'm completely outside of this conversation.
Do you say Reese's Pieces?
I say Reese's Pieces.
The word is not Pieces. It says like a 5-year-old, like James.
That's
saying.
The point.
That's
what,
hey,
it's, that's what it's designed for.
Well, the reason why Reese's Pieces, they're the little ones that you put in your hands like
they're
M&M's.
Like M&M's, yeah.
Yep. So that's.
I believe Rich Keefe picked it as well.
So what's the conversation? It's not Pieces?
Yeah.
So what is it?
It is Pieces.
They're not sitting there, like as Curtis brought up the F word, they're not sitting there, let's create a brand product that rhymes with that. Like,
I'm with Greg 1,000%. It's so Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
No.
Pieces.
No,
that's how Reese's, everybody has said it since Reese's Donna's, Pieces. It's Reese's Pieces.
No.
I honestly thought everybody else was just like disagreeing for effect. You guys really think it's Pieces?
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
No
Pieces.
Way. No.
It's not Reese's. It doesn't belong
so
to Reese.
So it's Pieces. So it's Reese's Pieces. Pieces?
The stuff is like...
How do you say it, Greg?
Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah,
right.
Reese's Pieces.
That's it.
I might have said it like that
before. They created
it
to rhyme with Pieces, not to rhyme with Reese's.
Right. Just like you don't want to fix two things. You just made it pair with the initial pronunciation of the word.
This seems like...
Greg might be right.
This seems like a tomato thing.
I'm sending this audio to Shyam, but... There is a video that is telling you the correct way to pronounce
from the Reese's people.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So I don't really care. It doesn't belong to Reese. It is Reese's. It's not Reese's.
I thought it was like
Quinnipiac.
I thought it was one of those things, tomato tomato things. Like
I know
people could say it both ways and get away with it. Pieces, Pieces.
Yeah.
Maybe I might have said Reese's Pieces before and Pieces. So,
also,
I mean,
Billy Lanny with a good take when it came to his favorite candy. Sean.
Snickers.
Snickers.
That pronunciation is a 10 out of 10.
That is Snickers pretty good.
Thank
Snickers.
You, Mitch.
Yeah.
Reese's. On the Twitch.
As Wiggy will tell you, the internet not always right.
Yeah, I can't trust the internet no more.
Reese's.
Oh, I don't trust the internet.
Not Reese's.
Fake
Pieces.
News. Fake news.
Greg, I have a question for you. Speaking of candy, like I understand that everybody has a different favorite, and that's totally the way it should be. Don't you think twice about someone that would say, I don't like a Snickers bar? Like, you may not think it's your favorite.
Right.
Amen.
But who would ever say they wouldn't want a Snickers?
Yeah, they're delicious.
The only candy that I think is inedible are the peanuts, like the cotton... They're not cotton candy, but they're
like the packing peanuts?
Yeah, the orange peanut thing.
Oh, yeah.
Disgusting.
You're talking about like the little candy corns.
Today's National Candy Corn Day.
Ugh, disgusting.
Candy corn, not my favorite, but that's fine. I like the chocolate version of that.
While we're on this topic, can I ask a question? Because I felt disrespected yesterday when I looked at that tiering list and they had... Junior Mints and York Peppermint Patties ahead of a Milky Way. A Milky Way is simply a Snickers without the nuts. You just put it a level below the Snickers. That's immediately where it goes.
Yes. Love a Milky Way.
Nah, it's way below a one
and
level.
Mint and chocolate sucks. It's the worst combination in existence.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not a. I mean, I'll eat minted chocolate, but I would prefer chocolate.
It's an affront to anyone who's ever been fat.
On the pillows rather than the mint.
I have a hot take. I love a good Tootsie Roll.
Oh.
Tootsie Roll?
Do you ever chew it on wax?
Do you ever try the flavored ones?
Like I have.
We don't have those in Massachusetts.
The cherry or the vanilla?
Yeah, those are excellent.
I like the
vanilla.
Just the
they have the vanilla, the lime, the orange, and the cherry. Yeah. Those are excellent.
And I have to give credit to the biggest miserable P word in the Twitch chat, P Sheehan, who says, Curtis, people with a nut allergy don't want a Snickers. I never contemplated that. You got me. You absolute dullard.
Tootsie Roll's like the Charleston Chew, though. You can't really bite into it.
Yeah,
you gotta
can.
Just suck on it.
Have you ever tried freezing one?
No.
A Charleston Chew frozen?
Yeah, why do I want to freeze the Charleston Chew?
But why do I want to freeze my chocolate bar? Then I got to eat it like a...
Because it's good.
Then I got to eat it like a... What are the things you suck that you get from...
a lollipop?
Yeah, then you got to eat it like a lollipop or the freeze pops.
And those things I'm talking about are apparently called circus peanuts. So thank you to everybody who's texting.
I don't want to freeze my chocolate.
Those things are trash. All right, we'll be right back. Chime, are you keeping watch of the text machine, as LB used to call it? You cannot be more wrong about
I'm very right.
About Reese's. You're not right.
I'm very right.
Like you see,
HB Reese could come out of the grave and tell me that it's Reese's, and I still won't believe him. And it is Reese's. Because you wouldn't name something Reese's, because then when Reese Witherspoon has a Reese's, it would be Reese's. That's stupid. It's Reese's.
It legitimately has an apostrophe in the name.
So?
And you can't be very right. You're right or you're wrong.
Well, what does the apostrophe show? It shows possession.
Not always. It can be a contraction.
Oh, what letter did they leave out of Reese's? Was there an additional?
May
a
not have
there?
To be. I don't know.
Well, it would have.
What is it showing possession of, Greg? It's one word.
Mr. Reese invented it, dude.
Hey, man, maybe he pronounced his last name Reese. How do you know? Like I said, H.B. Reese could step out of the grave and tell me I'm wrong, and I don't care.
It would be Reese's, because it would have the apostrophe S on the end of it.
Yeah, so it would be
like,
Reese's.
I just think you're wrong.
Chime, sadly, we're wrong. I sent you audio.
I think you're wrong.
Nope.
And Jones is way off calling it Reese's Pieces.
He said pieces with the second, but he said Reese's.
Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
That's nowhere near what it is.
Yep.
And no, I don't know exactly what is the what's the massive argument that occurred that I tried to ignore between you and Courtney?
Because I try to tell Courtney, I don't know how people freeze candy bars and eat them. So
they put
it
in the freezer.
Yeah. Because I said you can't bite through it. So she said yes, you could. We now have this stupid machine in here that it's cold, and so the candy bars are bait because people were stealing from the other thing. So now. I went and I bought two candy bars, Snickers. These are not Snickers ice cream bars. These are regular candy bars.
The only difference is the Snickers ice cream bar puts a small layer of ice cream in the middle
of
it.
No, the difference is they use ice cream in it. So, and yes. I said, bite through that candy
Everything
bar
else is
then.
The same. Okay, perfect.
So let me see you bite through this.
Okay.
No.
Bit right through it.
It's not the same thing.
She bit right through
it. Let me try that.
To be fair, on the ice cream bar one, it's a much finer layer of chocolate, so it's much easier to break through.
These, and people are like, I freeze.
That was easy and
delicious. No, it wasn't easy.
That seemed very fudgy.
Yeah, you had to put it the side of your mouth like you was chewing on a piece of wood.
How else do you eat it?
I would say Snickers is arguably the most frozen candy bar. I would say.
Yeah.
But I do.
You could eat it, though.
You just did.
It's not the same.
All right, good. You proved yourself wrong.
It's not the same.
Another day, another dollar.
I had a break. It's like a brick. A regular Snickers bar I can enjoy. I can't enjoy a frozen.
I enjoyed that pretty
much. No, you didn't. Stop
it.
I did. You were biting through it like you were trying to rip through beef jerky.
All you have to do is break it like the Patriots are going to break Drake May if they ever start him again. Right, Curtis?
Amen.
Yeah. I love Snickers, though.
Okay. All right. Billy. Well... We have to go. I hope you enjoy
some Reese's tonight, Greg.
I hate it. I hate going, but we'll be back tomorrow morning. Halloween show tomorrow.
We'll see if everybody's dressed up.
We're going to go costume. I don't mind going. I'll go half. It's a half couple thing, but I'll go half couple costume.
I'm not going to wear the costume I'm wearing
tonight. You're going to wear a different one. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go shopping.
And Curtis, you're going to dress as a coworker.
Yeah. Look out.
I have an idea. I have an inkling, but
praying it's Jackson.
You think it's Jackson?
Could be Jackson.
Yeah, like a nice beard. And,
could be the bland manager.
The orange bed would work.
Well, we'll see how the Greg meeting with this gentleman goes, and I might change my mind. But usually, I leave more angry than I arrive.
All right, excellent.
I can't wait. I am so excited.
Hi, there's a meeting today?
No, Curtis and I have a meeting
with
Ken that we have every week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It's an excellent. I enjoy it. All right.
You just gave Courtney anxiety.
That she wasn't invited to a meeting.
Like, wait a second. What's
it's
going
a good
on?
Thing. If you don't get invited to meetings, that's a good thing.
Not always.
Take my word for it. All right. We're back tomorrow. Jones and Keith next. Thank you so much for your patronage.